Support for KRVS and the Blues Box comes from Dr. Gary Granger with Granger Eye Studio, offering a complete range of eye care services, including diagnosis and treatment of typical vision disorders. Granger Eye Studio is located at 107 Sainte-Sarcelle Boulevard, Suite 704 in Youngsville. The phone number is 337-451-4511. The website is GrangerEyeStudio.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is undergoing chemotherapy to treat a recurrence of cancer. In a statement, Ginsburg says the results have been good. The most recent scan, she says, indicates significant reduction of the liver lesions and no new disease. Ginsburg notes that she's often said she would remain a member of the Supreme Court as long as she could do her job full steam, and so far she has. Republican Governor Brian Kemp is standing by his lawsuit challenging Atlanta's face covering mandate to slow the spread of coronavirus in Georgia. He says no one should be forced to do so. But as Emma Hurt of member station WABE reports, Kemp is imploring Georgians to do the right thing.
The governor's executive order banned local governments from instituting their own coronavirus guidelines. Several Georgia cities put out their own mask mandates anyway. Atlanta's government also recommended businesses return to phase one of reopening. Kemp says the conflicting advice is an economic risk to the state's confused businesses. Still, he urged Georgians to social distance and wear masks by choice.
You know, if we don't do that, we're going to be in the same situation now in the fall, and people are going to be going, man, it really sucks that we're not having college football season. I mean, that's what we're facing.
Georgia is seeing its highest hospitalizations since the pandemic began, with the rate rising nearly 40% in the last week. For NPR News, I'm Emma Hurt in Atlanta.
WABE's Lily Oppenheimer reports a civil rights hero who led the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and assisted Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has passed away in Atlanta. The Reverend C.T. Vivian was 95 years old.
Vivian's advocacy spans more than 70 years, including when he traveled to Selma, Alabama in 1965 to stand on the courthouse steps to register black voters. There, Vivian was beaten by the local sheriff, Jim Clark. Vivian spoke with WABE in 2013 about his nonviolent actions in Selma.
I felt sorry for Clark, which was one of the most important things about our movement. When we moved, that's not how we thought. We didn't think about revenge. We didn't think about striking back. We thought about changing.
President Barack Obama awarded Vivian with the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2013, the nation's highest civilian award. For NPR News, I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Atlanta.
The Pentagon appears to have found a way to ban the display of the controversial Confederate battle flag without catching heat from President Trump. It reportedly plans to announce a policy that lists the types of flags that may be displayed, such as those representing our states and territories and the armed services. The Confederate emblem's not on that list. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 46 points at 26,687. You're listening to NPR News. President Trump wants to see private school students get tuition assistance in the next round of coronavirus relief Congress will debate. His senior advisor, Kellyanne Conway, says the aid would help roughly 10% of students who do not attend public schools that the Department of Education says is largely funded by states and local governments. This, a day after NPR learned that, counter to what Trump wanted, the CDC had not planned to release guidance this week on how to get students back to school safely this fall. Many teachers and parents are resisting actually sending students back to school. Monday is a big day for the United Arab Emirates. That's when it hopes to finally launch its mission to Mars without further delay after poor weather in Japan this week scrapped the launch. Here's NPR's Joe Palca.
The UAE Mars probe is called HOPE. It's being launched from the Tanegashima Space Center. A Mitsubishi H-2A rocket will carry the probe into space. Mission managers are now targeting the launch for the morning of July 20th local time in Japan. Once it arrives at Mars next year, the probe will go into orbit around the planet. Its instruments are designed to study the Martian atmosphere. The UAE mission is one of three heading to the Red Planet in the coming weeks. China is sending a rover and an orbiter. NASA is sending a six-wheeled rover. Joe Palca, NPR News.
The Nasdaq has risen 16 points since the open at 10,490. S&P's up 5 points. It's at 3220. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Home Advisor, committed to supporting local businesses by connecting project-ready homeowners with local home improvement professionals for hundreds of projects. Learn more at homeadvisor.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Do stay tuned at 1 o'clock for Nick Spitzer and American Roots. And after Nick, of course, Roger Cash will be up at 3 o'clock with his fine program, Freetown Radio. And at 4 p.m., we have more news for you, national and international news from NPR. We're going to start off this hour with music from Little Milton. Milton Campbell, originally from Mississippi. His recording career started as a guitarist in the Willie Love's Band out of Jackson, Mississippi in the early 50s. Here is Little Milton from November of 63 with Ain't No Big Deal on You.
Hey, when you first put me down, I had the deepest regret. You just laughed in my face, and that I'll never forget, but I done got over it. With no help from you. Oh, and the way I see it now, baby, there ain't no big deal on you. Yes, you had it. Including me, I was so blind with love for you, baby, that I just couldn't see. But I done got over it with no help from you. Oh, and the way you see it now, baby, there ain't no big deal on you.
Won't be no fun at all.
Albert King here on KRVS from 1960. Albert King doing a number called Let's Have a Natural Ball, actually a reworking of T-Bone Walker's T-Bone Shuffle. Before hearing Albert King, we heard Little Milton from 1963 doing something by the name of Ain't No Big Deal on You. We turn next to music from Toni Lynn Washington. She was born in North Carolina. Her family moved to Boston, and she ended up marrying a military man and was all over the place for a number of years. New Orleans, Pensacola, Hollywood, and then finally back to Boston. We're going to go back to 1995 and listen to Toni Lynn from her disc Blues at Midnight. Here she is doing a number, an old Jimmy Reed number for us called Ain't That Lovin' You, Baby. Thank you.
I put my name on the attic call list. I'm feeling fine, I'm very much alive. I'm not very old, I'm just 65. I've gained 10 pounds if I gain an ounce since I started doing the attic call bout. Of all the women, I'm very fond. I like brunettes and I like the blondes. The Hattie Call Bounce has really won its fame. It really makes an old man young again. I've been taking and shaking every day just to keep my hairs from turning gray. Like a fish in the water, I just want to flounce when they start to do the Hattie Call Bounce. I've been going down upon my farm, sold everything to tell me that I'm wrong. On payday when my check is due, I hurry home to my mama on the PDQ. Your hair keeps your skin smooth, clear, and fair. Cleans your teeth white, makes your eyeballs bright. Checks your fever and drives away your cold. Really keeps a young man from getting old. In my frock-tail coat on a Saturday night, I'm a Hattie Call Daddy and I'm gonna look just right. Like a fish in the water, I just wanna flounce when I hear him doing the Hattie Call Bout.
Henry Rowland Byrd, a.k.a. Professor Longhair, from 1950, that was his Hattie Call Bounce. Before we heard Professor Longhair, we heard Toni Lynn Washington here on KRVS from her disc Blues at Midnight. Toni Lynn doing a number for us called Ain't That Lovin' You Baby, an old Jimmy Reed classic. We're going to turn to Jimmy next here on KRVS. We're going to listen to Jimmy. He, of course, originally from Mississippi, ended up in Gary, Indiana. He and Eddie Taylor had a band, and Jimmy started breaking into things really well in 1955 or so, and for about 10 years had just a string of hits. He and B.B. King, I guess, probably sold more singles during that particular period than maybe any other blues artist. Here's Jimmy Reed with his number called Found Love.
I'm
Little Buck Senegal, a late Little Buck from his disc Bad Situation. Buck played on some of Clifton Chenier's best or Hooley recordings of the 1970s. Great, great guitarist, wonderful, wonderful Creole blues man that graced a lot of stages around around Acadiana and also around the world. Buck Senegal. He was preceded by Jimmy Reed. We heard Jimmy Reed doing Found Love. And you are listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour.
Support comes from Vermilionville, welcoming visitors back to the historic village, and La Cuisine de Maman for dine-in or takeout. Vermilionville is now also available for catering, weddings, receptions, and special events. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road in Lafayette. The phone number is 233-4077. More information at BayouVermilionDistrict.org.
We're going to turn to another Creole blues man here on KRVS this time, Harry Big Daddy Hippolyte. He, too, played with Clifton on and off for some time, and he had a disc out on APO Records back in 2001. The disc is called Louisiana Country Boy. From that disc, here is Harry Big Daddy Hippolyte here on KRVS with a cover of a Clifton Chenier tune called I'm Coming Home.
I'm coming home. coming on. That's where I belong. You know all of my friends, they all turn their backs on for me. I'm coming home. Meet my mother. That's where I belong.
Creole blues man, the late Harry Big Daddy Hippolyte from his...
Face Nick,
easy there. He's there, Harry. This is from his disc, Louisiana Country Boy. And again, it came out on APO Records back in 2001. Harry was playing a lot around Acadiana with a lot of other musicians. He and Buck Senegal both would gig locally quite a bit and really sparked a lot of interest in the blues. We're going to turn to someone else that from Louisiana, originally anyway, that was very prominent in blues. We're talking about Lizzie Douglas, a.k.a. Memphis Minnie. She moved with her family to Memphis when she was still quite young, but one of the most important blues artists of her era. We're going to listen to a late recording of her, one done in Chicago back in July of 1952, featuring her her husband, Ernest Lawler, also on guitar, Memphis Minnie on guitar, and Little Walter on blues harp. Memphis Minnie with Me and My Chauffeur Blues. No, we're going to have to change that one. That wasn't Memphis Minnie. Here she is this time around again, Me and My Chauffeur. There we go.
I'm not to blame, 'cause baby,
Little Esther Phillips here on KRVS, recorded in November of 1949. She wasn't quite 14 years old at the time. She was working with Johnny Otis and his orchestra out of Los Angeles. He had discovered her and recorded her in the first recording. Deceiving Blues was a number one R&B hit for Little Esther Phillips. Before hearing Little Esther Phillips, we heard Memphis Minnie along with Ernest Lawler, and also Little Walter doing a number called Me and My Chauffeur. Again, that went dated back to 1952. We're going to turn next to a track from a brand new disc featuring Steve Howell, Dan Summer, and Jason Weinheimer. Steve Howell is a guitarist from Marshall, Texas. Very interesting. Plays a lot of older tunes of in various genres. The latest disc of his is called Long Ago, and we're going to get him to play a tune that is not blues, but very interesting the way he does it. He's a wonderful guitarist. He's going to do a rendition of By Mir Bist Du Schön, which it's originally a Yiddish tune that most people consider it was, well, German Yiddish when it was written back in 32. And later in the late 1930s, the Andrews Sisters had a big hit with it, largely using English lyrics. So here is Steve Howell along with his friends doing his rendition of By Mir Bist Du Schön.
Of all the girls I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you I was lonesome. And then you came inside, my heart grew light, and all the world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I rack my brain trying to explain the things that you do to me. By mere bist du schön, please let me explain. By mere bist du schön means that you're grand. By mere bist du schön, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. By mere bist du schön, again and again, it means you're fairest in the land. Thank you.
say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. By mere Mr. Duchesne, again and again. So kiss me and say you'll understand.
Waters with Clarence Williams on piano, recorded in New York City back in August of 1928. Ethel Waters was one of the great women blues singers of her era. She started recording early. She recorded originally for Black Swan Records from 1921 to 1923, then moved on to Columbia Records. She was raised in poverty, had a tough life, worked on the Black Vaudeville circuit, and came of age as an entertainer when black women blues singers were some of the most powerful entertainers in the country. And she set a lot of standards. She had a lot of firsts. She was, among other things, the first black woman to integrate Broadway's theater district, Ethel Waters. Before we heard Ethel Waters, we heard Steve Howell, along with Dan Sumner and also Jason Weinheimer, from a disc called Long Ago, a new release. We heard them do a rendition of By Mere Bistuchin. And we're going to turn next to Amos Easton, a.k.a. Bumblebee Slim. He was originally from Georgia, ended up in Indianapolis for a while in the 20s, and was influenced there by Scrapper Blackwell, a guitarist for Leroy Carr, and ended up in Chicago and recorded quite a number of tunes during his stay in Chicago. We're going to listen to him recorded in March of 1934 for Bluebird Records, doing a number called Sail On, Little Girl, Sail On. And if you listen to this one, you may pick up on where Muddy Waters got his Honeybee, his song Honeybee. Again, Amos Easton.
I get on sea to some foreign distant land, and I'm gonna be some other woman's man. Sail on, sail on, little girl, sail on. Sail on, little girl, sail on. You gon' keep on sailing till you lose your happy home. When there'd be no train, get my gal away before. When there'd be no train, get my gal away before. I was young and wild, people I didn't know. I could change my mind and love somebody else. I could change my mind and love somebody else. I lived in misery, but I brought it on myself.
Push me when I'm falling, you kick me when I'm down. I guess I miss my calling, I should have been a clown. How much more, how much more can I stand? You're pouring water on a drowning man. You put me on the right track, and then you let me down. You stab me in the back,
every time I turn around. Criticize my loving. Won't you try and understand? You're pouring water on a drowning man. You're pouring water on a drowning man. You treat me like the fool that I am. You brag that I like everything you do. Put salt in my wounds. You said, but it's true. You warm me with your kisses, then you leave me in the cold. How can I know your wishes when I've never been told? Crying mercy, baby, just try and understand. You're pouring water on a drowning man. You're pouring water on a drowning man. You're pouring water, water on a drowning man. You're pouring water, water on a drowning man. You're pouring water, water on a drowning man. How come you wanna do me like that, girl? You're pouring water, oh baby, on a drowning man. Water. Lord have mercy, you're pouring water, water on a drowning man. Ooh, Lord, you're pouring water, water on a drowning man. Let me tell you, girl, you're pouring water, water on a drowning man. Mm-hmm. You're pouring water on a drowning man. Oh, pouring water on a drowning man. Ah, water, Lord have mercy on a drowning man. Oh, you're pouring water.
Hans Taysink and Terry Evans. Terry Evans taking the lead on that particular tune. This is from their disc Delta Time that came out in 2002. They have a few discs out. They're really a wonderful acoustic duet, both playing guitars, and harmonies are very, very good. A lot of great material. Hans Taysink is originally from Holland. He lives in Austria. And Terry Evans, of course, is from Vicksburg, Mississippi, originally. And he's certainly been doing great blues and all sorts of music for many, many years. Before we heard Hans Taysink and Terry Evans, we heard Amos Easton, recorded back in March of 1934 in Chicago for Bluebird Records. He did a number for us called Sail On, Little Girl, Sail On. And again, that's pretty much Muddy Waters' Honeybee. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots. That, of course, hosted by Nick Spitzer. After Nick, stay tuned at 3 p.m. for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. And at 4 p.m., we have national and international news from NPR on the program All Things Considered. At 6 p.m., Selected Shorts. And at 7 p.m., music continues with Big Band Swings and Other Things, hosted by Lee Klein. Klein, Peter. And after Lee, Dan Phillips will be on air at 9 o'clock with Funkify Your Life. And then at 10, stay tuned for The Fringe, hosted by James Van Way. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the Louisiana, of the University of Louisiana Lafayette. And we are member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who support us and keep us on the air. Stay safe, wear the mask, social distance. See you next week.
Get yourself in Tita'sta Cafe and drop a quarter into Lalu Jukebox with me, your host, Blake Miller. We'll be serving up modern and vintage classics of Cajun, country, and swamp pop music. 36 88.7 KRVS.
That's Lalu Jukebox with your host, Blake Miller. Every Saturday night at 6 and Sunday morning at 7. Right here on listener-supported public radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.